This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Merry Christmas. It's Paul here at Joy 94.9. It's about 3 minutes past nine. I promised you a quick weather update before I hand the reins over to Macca for a co-host of a special Saturday Magazine Christmas special. Melbourne today, we're going to have some rain, sadly, top at 23. Sydney, if you can take any more, you've got some more showers on the way, 27. Over in Brisbane, cloudy with scattered showers, but a little warmer at 34. Adelaide, it's going to be windy this morning, probably calming down a little bit later on with the odd shower, 20 degrees. Perth, hot and 34, that's because Jono's there. Hobart, sunny spells and 22. Darwin, as always, it's going to be warm, it's 34. And Canberra, damp, rain and 23. Just finally, thank you to Helen for your messages, and Merry Christmas to you and Sarah and all the gang there at Torquay. Loving all your messages coming through. Macca, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, good morning, Paul, and thank you for your special Christmas breakfast. I know you've got a big day. I've got a big day after midday, so you're in here a bit earlier than me. And what a great way to start today. Saturday Magazine is in its 27th year on independent Joy Media, and it's proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine, but on a Monday. Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And Paul and I proudly bring you this Christmas Day December 2023 edition of, we need to, can we, we'll call it Monday
Christmas Magazine.
Christmas Magazine. So Paul's on panel, it's just him. So
every year we say the same blooming thing, we can't decide what to call
we
it.
We can't decide
we need to make
it.
Up a title.
So it's just Paul and I in here. We've got a great show coming up with some special guests. And this is our seventh year of doing a three-hour Christmas show for all our listeners. And everyone, wherever you are today, whatever you're doing, if you're on your own, if you're with a group of people, have a great day. And if you do know someone who's on their own today, give them a call. Just give them a call.
It's a beautiful thing to do. And again, can I just say thank you to all the messages? I had messages all the way from 8 o'clock this morning, Mac. I'll run through some of the names of the people a bit later with you. But I really appreciate you, all those messages coming through, a lot of our regulars. And like I say, this is where I want to be on Christmas morning. I'm lucky. I've got a family around me. Not everyone is quite so fortunate. And I'm here for my Joy family. Mac, I'm going to go and do a little bit of work. Why don't you tell people who we got on the show this morning?
I will. And it's interesting. Look, there's a couple of... I was thinking, I do a little bit of news, and I opened up The Age, and there was an article, it's not rude to burp at Christmas dinner, it's good for you. And then it gives you a number of alternatives about what you might want to do, graze rather than feast, avoid fizz on an empty stomach, yeah, that's a very good idea, no food for 3 hours before bed, don't eat too quickly, take antacids, eat something plain. Well, I'm not sure about that on Christmas Day. And another one. Today is a day of goodwill to all folk. And as I said earlier, if you have a friend or a family member who's on their own today, give them a call. It's Christmas Day if you're a person of faith. It's the 25th of December. If you're not. And many years ago, people used to say to me, what does Christmas Day mean to you? And that's when I was working in an hourly pay job, and I said, double time and a half. So it's a good day because it gives us all a chance to reflect on the year that was. And it has been a challenging year for all of us, and particularly economically. You know, it's tough times. Even though it seems that there's another article in The Age that wealth reaches record levels, but the gap seems to be really expanding at such a rate. But anyway, we're not going to do that, but I am going to give you, just really quickly, in New York, it's going to be a top of nine.
New York.
New York, New York. And
did they name it twice, Maka?
Ayrton.
Did they name it twice?
They did. 23 here, 26 in Sydney, 31 in Singapore, 16 in Taipei. They're just places that I have in my phone because they're places I've been for work. So
beautiful. We've got someone on the line, Maka.
Who have we got?
Justine Della Riva.
Good morning, Justine. And
good morning.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks, Maka. Good morning. Hi, Paul.
Morning, Merry Justine. Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining us.
Now, no doubt you're rushing around the kitchen or you're doing stuff. Big day, Justine?
Yes, I am. I've been up since 6, Maka. I had to take the meat out of the fridge to let it rest before I popped it in the oven at about 8.
Yep.
So I'm going through my schedule. I've got my spreadsheet and my timing. So on track at the moment, and my gorgeous children, who are teenagers now, are still in bed.
Oh, lucky
as
them.
They should be, Justine. How many have you got to cook for today?
So it's 8 of us today, just my sister and her husband and 2 girls. But I kicked off last night with dinner with 14 of very close friends and their kids, which was lovely.
Oh, wow. And you're feeling all right this morning, was it?
I stayed away from the cocktails, Maka.
Yeah, that's a good clue, isn't it?
Definitely worth a good start. Now, Justine, you've had a fantastic year at the VPC.
Yes.
Any reflections or anything you'd like to say to our wonderful community?
Yeah. I think it's been a really amazing year at the Pride Centre. We put out our sort of year in review a couple of weeks ago, and there was something like 770 events and meetings and forums that we hosted throughout the year, and around about 40,000 people through the door, and many a coffee drank from the little socials. So, you know, it was really amazing to have the centre now fully tenanted with Q Plus Law coming in as the final tenant. And one of the amazing events that I really enjoyed this year was when we hosted a regional forum for young people from regional Victoria. About 120 of them came to the centre for the day, and they finished in the theatreette reflecting and talking about their own challenges and what we can do as a broader community to support our young people in regional areas. And so, you know, for me, that's one of the things that I'll hope we be able to do more of next year.
And it has been, you know, for the Pride Centre, those of us that, you know, are tenants and occupants of the building, I never fail to just go a little bit wow every time I come in. And I look at the people, you know, obviously when there are people here, there are people downstairs, you know, sitting in the booths or at the tables. And then I look up and I look at the design and I think about all the organisations that are here that work for our community, and the fact that, you know, the challenge we had getting the Pride Centre, but we've got it. And it's such a wonderful centre for our community, and it has become a real drop-in centre, hasn't it, Justine?
Oh, undoubtedly, Maka, and I think that's, I suppose, one of the things that I reflect on today is that, you know, the Pride Centre is home for everybody, and it's not just, you know, at home on significant days, it's home any day, and that, you know, people can come in and just hang out and be in the space, and you don't have to come to an event or to something that's happening. You can just be there and feel that sense of community and feel that sense of belonging, because the Pride Centre is, you know, for community, and it's by community, and There's a lot of people, including the resident organisations and people like yourself and Paul, that make that Pride Centre home for everyone.
I'm going to repurpose one of my sayings, Justine. The Pride Centre is by us, for us.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Is.
So you're cooking away. Now, are you one of those people that once you cook the meat, you let it sit and you carve it when it's cool, or do you carve it when it's warm, when it's hot?
Well, I'm doing slow-cooked lamb.
All right.
So
yep.
If all goes to plan, I won't have to carve it. It should just fall off
yep.
the bone.
Yeah. I love that, you know, when the lamb's like that and you just think, oh, yeah. I mean, I did I'm having lunch with Paul and his family and some friends, and I did the roast pork yesterday and let it cool, and I've sliced it all up. You'll be pleased to know that Patch the Greyhound has permission to attend.
Ah.
And he'll be taking a great interest in what's going on, particularly because there's food, but he also had a special Christmas Day bath the other day. So,
oh, very nice. And a present? Is there a present under the tree?
Look, he gets treats all the time, so he doesn't need them. Look, I'm going to let you get.
Well,
go on.
Sorry. Well, yes, we have to strategically position our presents this year because our dog, who's just turned two, a little Tibetan Terrier. Quite enjoys the wrapping paper.
So. Oh, right.
That sounds
very
cute.
Good. Well, look, you have a good day, Justine. Thanks for giving up a few minutes of it. We really appreciate it. And stay away from the cocktails.
Yes, I will. And a lovely day to the both of you. Enjoy your lunch. And to everybody listening, have a day where you just remind yourself that you are valued and you're part of a really amazing community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justine. Have a great Justine. Day. Merry Cheers. Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.